Welcome to Logical Soul Talk. My name is Dr. Michael Craig, and I'm your host for this weekly talk radio program. And this is a show where I get to interview some of the best, the brightest, and the most creative minds, mentors, and coaches in the world who will share their valuable experience on subjects that can change your fortune and transform your life. Now, during this 30-minute program today, I will focus on a very special guest. Her name is Kathy Hankinson. She's been on the show before, and I'm going to bring her in just a minute here, but first a little background. You see, as a chiropractor and coach for many years, I discovered that most people, including myself, have an underlying pattern of what I call hidden decisions that we made as small children or picked up from our parents, teachers, and even our ancestors. And these subconscious decisions form our reality and affect our motivation and our destiny. Consequently, these decisions can either propel us to greatness or lead us to self-sabotage and failure. Now, quite by accident many years ago, I discovered there were different layers of motivation in each person that were not being resolved or dealt with. And using something I call the logical soul or motivational cybernetics to get beyond these locked-in motivational layers, I found I could change the hidden decisions that affect every aspect of life and bring about amazing results in my own and other people's lives. And you can get more information on this process from any of my books, The Logical Soul, The Money Matrix Method, and The Six-Figure Coach, as well as from my other courses, meetup groups, and more. And you can find them all at www.mycoachtraining.com. Now, the purpose and goal of this show, as it is with every show, is that you walk away with something powerful that you can use in your life that will help you add to your primary motivation and nourish what I call your seed of success. So listen to the show and take notes, and after about 10 or 15 minutes, I invite you to call in with your comments and your questions. Our phone number hotline is area code 347-843-4544. That's 347-843-4544. Now I want to bring on my special guest. She has been in touch with several multimillionaires, including Richard Branson and others. She hosts a conference. In fact, she's got one coming up in November called the Money, Passion, and Purpose Expo, November 16th and 18th of this next month in Atlanta. And she's a success story of her own. She's created Your Guide to Great Money. She's created Personal Brand Mastery and something called Impact, the Money Game, which I'm going to let her tell you about what that is. So if you've ever felt intimidated about your lack of money skills or your inability to play this game called money, Kathy Hankinson, who is my guest today, will be able to shed some light on that. And particularly if you're a life coach or a small business entrepreneur, pay particularly close attention because this will affect your ability to draw clients to you and bring some more money into your sphere of influence. So without further ado, I want to bring on Kathy. Are you there, Kathy?
I am here, Michael. Thank you for having me.
You're certainly welcome, and I'm glad to have you back on the show. We had you briefly, I think it was a very short appearance, it was about a half a year ago, I guess.
Well, yeah,
the last time you had
while.
Your conference coming up.
Uh-huh.
And
yeah.
So I wanted to make sure I had you on the show this time so we'd have a little bit of lead time to share with people what you're about and what your impact the money game is about, and also what the conference is going to be about coming up. So first, give us a little background about how you got on this path, how you started being an entrepreneur, and how you started developing this money game.
Well, the story on how I got to the path of being an entrepreneur is actually kind of a funny one. It was you could call me the accidental entrepreneur. I grew up in a family, both my parents are teachers, and they both have that mindset of go to college and get a job and, you know, retire
right.
with benefits kind of thing. And they both retired with nice, cozy pensions and all that. And my father was actually almost an anti-entrepreneur because my grandfather had been an entrepreneur his whole life. And he just, you know, the idea of that freaked him out a little bit. But I, the summer after I graduated from high school, I actually ended up selling Fuller Brush door to door. And only the people who are old enough on this call know what Fuller Brush is, but was sort of the granddaddy of the direct sales. Yeah. Well, you and I are, definitely, but it was sort of pre-Amway days, even.
I know about Fuller Brush.
my youth minister in the church I grew up in knew I wanted some independence, and so he had me work with him. He did that for extra money, and he loaded me up with a case, and he would pick me up and drop me off in a neighborhood, and this was in the San Francisco Bay Area. So I look back on it and think I was insane. I was so naive, I didn't know any better, but I just wanted independence. And so I spent the summer selling floor brush door to door. I loved it. It was the first job I had ever had in my life besides babysitting. I made pretty good money, and I found out I kind of liked sales. And I've been an entrepreneur really ever since. I did a stint in corporate America and found out I'm just unemployable. And I know my place in the world. So that's my background. And that eventually led me into going into financial services independently and building a financial services business. And that was really my entry into knowing anything about money. Growing up the child of parents or teachers, you know, it was money was not something that we really talked about. And I didn't grow up with any business sense. I didn't grow up with any really financial guidance whatsoever, because we were that family who was always struggling, you know, to make ends meet. Although I didn't really realize it growing up, I thought, you know, we were in pretty good shape. But, you know, it's just I didn't grow up with that knowledge. I got into financial services and got really so well educated, and spending time working with average middle class families, helping them try to get on the right track financially, I really realized there is a missing piece for so many people, and there was a pretty common theme there. And, you know, looking back, there was a point in time where they used to teach people about money in school, and they don't do that anymore. And so people aren't educated, and, you know, if your parents didn't have money and didn't teach you things about money, you know, that's what you inherited. And so I decided there had to be a way to get people educated on financial fundamentals. And because of what's been going on in our economy, and I watched how that affected people in 08 when the market really tumbled and people freaked out, I just knew there had to be an easier, faster way to get people educated by making it fun and entertaining, less threatening. And that's really the divine inspiration of the Impact Game came through, and I created it from that. So there's my story.
That's amazing. It's amazing, isn't it, how little financial instruction we do get as kids, and the educational system these days. First of all, teachers are not trained to be entrepreneurs and not trained to be financially independent. They're teachers, and that's not a bad thing. We certainly need teachers, but really it's after you graduate and you get with other entrepreneurs, or get with people who are used to getting out there and pounding the pavements. Fortunately, you had that experience early on. So, but it seems to be sorely lacking, doesn't it? And the thing is that when you come up with games like, you know, Robert Kiyosaki has a game on money, and of course the Impact Money game. I haven't played yours yet, but I'm looking forward to doing it sometime. How is yours a little different, say, from Kiyosaki's approach on that? Just out of curiosity.
It really is dramatically different. You know, I know a lot of people who played Kiyosaki's game and then went, I'm going to get rich in real estate, and went invested in real estate, and then ended up bankrupt when the market tanked.
And
one of the things that I found is a lot of people jump into investing in the stock market or investing in real estate or investing in something without having a fundamental foundation around understanding money and how money works. So it would be like building a house on sand without pouring a foundation. You'll get some walls up, but will it stay up and will it be solid? Probably not. And so the game that I created was to teach that foundational information that people need to have kind of before they ever play Robert Kiyosaki's game. And it really also so deals with success principles, Michael, on not just money but life and business. And so it's a well-rounded game that has you really explore all those different aspects of your life that play into what happens with you around money. Because you and I both know that money is more than just dollars and cents. And what we do with money, there are a lot of things that play into that. And so I embedded into the game some things to really address some of those things. And so it's a very interactive game, and people get to their six different decks of cards and 600 cards in the game. And so people don't run out of things to do, and it's a perpetual game, so people can keep playing it over and over again and watch their money grow in the game, but also watch themselves grow, because it creates a lot of mind shifts around your perceptions of money and your understanding of money. So every time you play, it's a new learning experience because you've evolved from the last time you played it.
That's must be true. I know that even if people play Robert Kiyosaki's game or whatever, we just don't have enough games out there on money. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Certainly, I'm very interested in looking at yours. I know you had Richard Branson play your game. I remember you providing us with pictures of that. You want to tell us about that experience and how that worked out and what his impression was of the game?
Well, you know, I this is the place where I'd love to interject, you know, for all those entrepreneurs out there. I cannot stress enough the importance of getting out, meeting people, making connections, and building relationships in business, because that's mm-hmm. how Richard Branson came to be. I was speaking at an event, connected with somebody else that was a speaker there as well. Just, you know, it was like we're on the same plane, and so many We just got to be friends. We stayed connected, built a relationship.
Right. Hello.
Sharing the stage with Richard Branson, and this was after he had spent a week at Necker Island with Richard Branson at an economic summit that he had been invited to, and so he was going to be speaking there, and they were doing a special program that after this conference for some handpicked young adults that were selected as future leaders of Richmond, Virginia, and doing a day of mentoring with Richard Branson and some other multimillionaire business leaders. And my first, that would be really boring to the kids to sit around and listen to a bunch of old people.
Hmm.
So why don't you have my friend come bring her game? And 12 days before the event, he got me connected to them. They said, bring your game. We'll try to squeeze the agenda and out to me the what they spent in the game.
Hello, Kathy. Kathy,
she said afterward. Can you hear me?
You're fading in and out, Kathy. I'm sorry to say. Is there a better place
dear.
Where you can get? Is there a place where you can get where you're not fading on us, or there's a bad connection
actually,
or something?
Yeah, I'm sitting in the same spot and my little bars on the phone haven't changed at all. So how am I doing now? Is it any better?
It's fine. I can still hear you. So go ahead and let's see. Say a few things and let's see how it goes.
Okay. So anyway, Richard Branson loved the game, and he sat at a table with a group of the young people and a couple of adult chaperones, and at the end he said that was, I had a lovely time. That was such fun, and he just did get half on time to just hang out with a bunch of kids and play a game, and it was great because the youngest person there actually was a child of one of the adults that was there chaperoning. He jumped in and played as well, and he was 11 years old, and this was for mm-hmm. 16 to 22-year-old kids, and mm-hmm. Richard Branson just sort of took him under his wing and said, come sit by me, and he mentored him through the game, and mm-hmm. the 11-year-old, the youngest kid there, is the one who won the game. And so it was
wow.
a really great lesson for everybody in the power of having a great coach and a great mentor.
Right.
And not once did Richard Branson ever tell the kid what to do. He just mm-hmm. was a mentor and a coach for him, and it was really powerful. And anyway, he had a lot of fun. It was just an extraordinary experience, And I got a chance before we got started to have some conversation with him and chat and get some pictures. And he's just a lovely, down-to-earth, authentic, you know, what you see is what you get kind of person. And it was just a real joy to get a chance to spend some time with him.
I bet it was a great experience.
It
I
was.
Have a question for you. There's you mentioned about mentoring and coaching. And not telling people what to do and that kind of thing. We do have a lot of life coaches and business coaches mm-hmm. who are listeners to this show and also who get on mycoachtraining.com. Are there any other tips? And you mentioned developing relationships as being a main one. Getting your own coach or your own mentor
mm-hmm.
would be a good
mm-hmm.
good one. What mm-hmm. else would you recommend to those who are looking to build a practice or get more clientele and that type of thing? with your experience and how you play the game, what are some things, some tips that you could throw out there to folks? We've got about 12 more minutes. We're about halfway through. So if you want to call in, it's 347-843-4544, and you want to call up and ask Kathy Hankinson a question, you're certainly welcome. Meanwhile, she's going to give out a few tips now. Go ahead.
Well, you know, I'll go back to the get out, get noticed, and get connected. And, you know, part of what I've done for the last 21 years has been an image coach and worked with people on really having a powerful presence and own the room. So stand out in the crowd and first you got to get out the door. And that's the most important thing, and get yourself, you know, in places where your potential clientele is. And meet people and again, build relationships with people. Don't collect business cards, but build relationships and build strategic alliances. One of the things that's been really powerful for me in the last couple of years I've done more of is really looking for people to partner with, to do business things together, strategic alliances, people who are maybe in a related field where they're not necessarily in the same field, but what we do is connected, so we can send business back and forth to each other because we have a shared type of a clientele. And so I would highly recommend, in fact, I'll mention this now, it's one of the people that's speaking at Money, Passion, and Purpose 2012 coming up next month, is going to be talking about networking with a partnering mindset. And it's really about that. It's finding people that you can develop this partnerships and strategic alliances with that will help you build your business. You can refer things back and forth to, and they can open doors for you, and you can open doors for them. And I think the idea of giving first without expectation is a really powerful thing, where you're helping maybe other people by giving them some great leads or some great tips. And people always want to reciprocate. It's just human nature. But when you give without reciprocation, it's amazing what comes back to you. It's the golden rule. And so, I would say always practice that. And that's what opened the door to get me in front of Richard Branson. I built a relationship and did some things without expectation to help the guy as a friend that I developed. And he ended up taking that trip to Necker Island because of some coaching and advice that I gave him. And it literally changed his life. It was just not just his business that changed his life. And he was like, I want to do something for you. And I didn't expect that. I was just being a good coach, you know. So I would say get yourself out and get around people. Sometimes we have the downside of maybe prejudging who our perfect client is, and by doing that, sometimes we walk right past the person that would be our best client. And so I would say always, don't put blinders on. You want to know who's your demographic and who's your target client, but always make sure your eyes are open and your peripheral vision is wide open, because you never know who's going to cross your path, and the right people show up in your life at the right time, and sometimes people just walk right past it and don't even notice. So pay attention to the things that show up in your life, because you never know what it's going to be. So
that's very sound advice, Kathy. And I would add to that, as a coach, if you're a coach or a small business person, you have clients already, and you never really know how you're affecting their lives. I had, as a chiropractor and a coach, I had somebody I worked with 20 years ago. This was before I developed what I call my signature work now. I was doing coaching and counseling back then, and I had a couple of clients, as a matter of fact, I worked with, both of them ladies, and didn't think much about it. 20 years later, I get a call out of the blue, or an email out of the blue, I should say, saying, we just found you again. You're doing similar work. We want to have you come to North Carolina. And they flew me up there, me and my wife, and we did sessions with everybody, and there were like 17 people or something. We ended up making a couple thousand dollars and making new friends, and it was just a really remarkable experience. I never expected that. My life changed their world and change their life and all this kind of stuff. So as a coach or as an entrepreneur, you never know how you're affecting other people's lives and what it's doing for them.
Exactly right, Michael. And actually this would be a good time to say, a lot of people are finding they're able to reconnect with people from their past that, you know, a decade ago we couldn't do, right? But now because of LinkedIn and Facebook and Twitter, you know, you're able to reconnect with people who maybe had an impact or influence on your life that you lost touch with. So I would encourage anyone who doesn't have a strong social media presence already to make sure you have a good profile on Facebook, a personal one and a business one, and on LinkedIn, and get yourself set up, you know, to be able to tweet and get on Twitter, because a lot of people are finding and reconnecting people from their past through those medias. And, you know, funny, but we also have a workshop on that at Money, Passion, and Purpose as well, Michael.
Excellent. So tell people where they can go. Tell people where they can go, Kathy, to sign up for a Money, Passion, and Purpose Expo, and how they can get involved, and where it's going to be, and all those other nice details.
Well, thank you, Michael. It's Money, Passion, and Purpose is November 16th and 17th, with a bonus day on the 18th for people who upgrade to an elite VIP ticket. And all the information on that is on the website, which is www.moneypassionandpurpose2012.com.
Okay.
And that's moneypassionandpurpose2012.com. And I also want to interject, and Michael, I actually haven't even gotten a chance to share this with you yet because it's just evolved in the last few days. But we have the number one SBA small working capital business loan lender in the nation is coming, and she's going to be doing some workshops. And so we're going to do a pre-conference workshop on Thursday evening, and all that information will be on the website. But what it is for any existing or startup new business, for coaches, consultants, you know, even network marketing, direct sales, franchises, licensees, any kind of a business that is existing or startup in a business entity or a sole proprietorship. They have a SBA.com, but it's a private investor group. So their focus is on getting small business thriving in America again. So they are going to be doing workshops on how to fund your business and giving people an opportunity to apply for a small business working capital loan up to $25,000. And all the information is on the website, but I will tell you this, there's no collateral required, there's no asset verification, no financial statements required, no business plan required. It's very much they look at, you know, kind of your credit situation, and you know, if your credit looks good, there's a good chance that you're going to be able to get funded. And it's an 8-year loan program, so you at 8%. So it's a phenomenal way for anybody who needs some working capital to either start or grow or expand a business, or in some cases, in this economy, save a business. It's a great opportunity. If people cannot get to Atlanta and they're interested in finding out more about that, look at the information on the website. That's the moneypassionandpurpose2012.com. And you can go to the contact tab and send me an email that you're interested in finding out more about that. She does that nationwide. So if you cannot make the event, I can still get you connected to my source for that. And it's just a phenomenal opportunity. We've got Mark Victor Hansen, the number one best-selling nonfiction author of all time ever in the history of the world, Mr. Chicken Soup for the Soul. You know him from One Minute Millionaire and Cracking the Millionaire Code. And, you know, we've got tons of his books, right, Michael? And he's our keynote speaker, and it is a conference that's really focused on entrepreneurship and teaching small business owners and solopreneurs how to grow and thrive in this economy and start, build, expand a business, create jobs. That's a big part of it. And so everything that is going to be trained on at the event is going to be all relevant to anyone who has a business. Things you need to know, like how to get free PR and you know, how to do video marketing and great training on sales and just unbelievable speakers that we've got. It's all on the website. But I'm really excited about what we're able to do with this getting funded workshop, because we'll be able to help a lot of people stay in business and get in business. And that's a really exciting thing for me. So
that sounds great, Kathy. No Fuller brush salesmen are going to be there, or is there going to be some of them?
You know, I couldn't find any Fuller brush people anymore, but we do have a business expo. So if anyone you know, is interested in starting a business or looking for services to help them, you know, grow their business, I've got we'll have 40 to 50 exhibitors there that are all business opportunities, products, and services for business owners. So it's a great opportunity. If anyone on the phone is looking for people to expand their business with, maybe independent contractors, licensees, affiliates, whatever, and you're interested in being an exhibitor in the expo and to grow your business, we're going to be doing some heavy promotion with that in the next 3 weeks to really bring a lot of people into the whole event. And get a lot of exposure for our exhibitors. So, again, that information is on the website. And if you want to know more, if your questions aren't answered on the website, certainly, again, go to that contact tab and shoot me an email, and I'll be happy to follow up with you. But really, really excited about the opportunity for the people participating in that, because the people who participate are going to grow their business that weekend. There's no doubt. Yeah.
Sounds like a great event, Kathy. I look forward to seeing you there.
I'm
interested, because it sounds phenomenal, because you're providing for both vendors and customers and people that want to build a business as well as those that are in business who want to make it work better. I was at your last event. It was a really great event. I'm sure this event will be even better. So congratulations. I think you've come far. Getting Mark Victor Hansen, that's a big win. That's a coup. So
I'm very excited about it. He's just an extraordinary speaker, and just he's really an extraordinary human being, and I have so much respect for him. And he's going to bring a whole lot to the conference, and his wife, Crystal, also speaks, and so she's going to be on the stage as well. And then a couple of people you saw last year that are coming back, but it's a really incredible lineup. And we're doing breakout workshops this year that'll be real topic-specific. So if somebody wants to drill down into some particular niche for their business that they need more training on, we'll have that available to people in breakout workshops this year, which we did not do last year. Even richer learning experience for the people attending this year, Michael.
Sounds phenomenal. Sounds like you've done your homework, Kathy. I'm proud of you. It sounds you've really come far from those Fuller brushes, and I think
you've always continued
to really push the envelope, and I'm really proud of you. I think that's great. So if there's anything I can do to help, let me know. First of all, by having you on the show, I'm glad we're able to sort of at least put it out there to whoever can hear the show before the event. Hopefully you're hearing the show before the event. If you're listening now and you're shy about calling in, don't, because we've got her available just one more minute. So 347-843-4544. If you do call in, I can put you on hold, but we won't be live on the air after another minute. So, but you're welcome to ask me or Kathy a question even after the show. It'll be a podcast that you can still listen to. So we're podcasted on Blog Talk Radio there. So, Kathy, I just want to thank you for coming back on the show, and best of luck to the event. I think it's going to be a really great one. I look forward to seeing you grow and prosper, and all the people that are involved with that have a great event, and everybody wins, you know. So you're doing a great job. All the best to everyone involved, and I'd love to have you back afterwards sometime. We'll just talk a little
thank
bit more
you,
about some of the tips that you had to offer. So,
thank you so much, and thank you again for having me back, and thank you for having me back before the event. And, you know, I just want to –
Oh, you're welcome. That's fine. Music started, so Kathy, thanks for being on. This is Michael Craig, Logical Soul Talk.